What's up, this is Chad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20, counting down the national top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland in studio with me this week, and we are going to start the countdown very soon. Of course, I said it comes from earshot-online.com. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report published every week at that fine website, earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there every single week, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more, so go check it out.
And you can contact us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com, that's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you in the form of a feature. We do an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. So please reach out to us, and we've got a few of those waiting in the wings. We'll be getting back to that in October. Big countdown this week, and last week I was quite surprised, Brian, because we had our number one was displaced. It was the first time in a while that it's happened, but it did happen.
Yeah, and there's even another challenger that we'll talk about later in the program, but it is the fall, school's back in session, big, huge, you know, people always say that the summer is when all the big music comes out, but there's always lots of releases in September and October as well, especially as people are gearing up for all that hard-earned holiday dollars. That everybody has, right?
Gotta get ready for all the gifts that you'd be given.
So over. Lots of big Canadian releases up towards the top. We have a very high debut as well this week, a couple of albums new to the program, and so we have all that and more. And Anthony and I are in the studio together. It seems like it hasn't been happening very often.
Oh no! How was Harvest Jazz and Blues? Because I did mention that last week that that you were off, you representing the Earshot 20 at the music festival. How was it in total? Don't go into the nitty gritty detail, but
yeah, no, it was awesome. Got to see lots of acts that are on the charts this week and in previous weeks. I saw the Arkells. I saw Always. Gord Downie and the Sadies were there. They put on a really cool show. Joel Plaskett. The night before that I got there, a friend of mine went to see Bahamas. So all kinds of really cool Canadian music up there. Got to spend some nice time in Fredericton, New Brunswick, and eat from lots of food trucks.
And that's see always the best.
Great music.
That seems to be the way for music festivals. Food trucks are the way to go.
Yeah, it was great. Lots of fine eats.
All right, well, let's start the countdown now, and you'll find out very soon what's happening in the top of the charts. But as Brian said, there's some debuts to tell you about, too, later on, and we'll kick it all off with number 20.
All right, at number 20, down from number 17, it was the Arkells. You're going to hear a track from High Noon called Leather Jacket. New to the program at number 19, all the way up from its debut at number 50 the week before, is Ryan Adams. From his new self-titled record, you're going to hear a track called Shadows. And we're going to close out this set of music from number 18 down from 16. It's Cold Specs from Neuroplasticity. You're going to hear a track called Exit Plan.
Here's the Arkells at number 20 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Like a pair of handcuffs, no one seemed affected, that everyone had fucked. But there was a softness, some kind of understanding. Those 2 a.m. decisions, always shaking landings. And no one ever knew what could be demanded. Maybe it's the cards that she was handed. You call me up from a payphone. I said hang tight, I can drive you home. I put on up and with a southern accent, I offered you my dad's leather jacket. Yeah.
complained that the regulars were all a bunch of jerks. She always looked tired, she dazzled as a drunk. She even pulled off the stupid haircut. She said, I don't need a sponsor or the best lover. It's a man that sees me as some fixer-upper. The last few years, man, I've been running for cover. I'm trying to sleep so I can visit my mother.
Oh, stars that fell from your eyes. Watch it as it burns like a signal fire. That mountain is tall, and you know you'll have to climb. Put your arms around me, and let's go for a ride. How long do I have here with you? How long do I have here with you? How long? How long before shadow?
Shot 20. Number 18.
A selection of limbs encased in doubt. And I'm full of love we could not grasp. All I got is loving grace. Death is swallowed up in victory. Was it a warning? Was it a declaration? Wedged between the hours, aim deadening silence. All I got is loving grace. Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Exit Plan by Cold Specs at number 18, down from number 16 from the record Neuroplasticity. At number 19, up from 50, Ryan Adams from his new self-titled album, Shadows. And kicking it off was the Arkells at number 20, down from number 17, High Noon is the name of their new record, and you heard a track called Leather Jacket.
That's Brian Cleveland. I'm Anthony Edmond. We're counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't checked out the website, be sure to do so. Lots of great stuff there for you. And coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's got some music news, and just as a teaser for you, we're talking about continuing to talk about that creepy U2 album that made its way onto many many Apple devices.
Did you get it?
I got it.
I didn't get it.
No?
I think my phone's too old, maybe.
I didn't get it automatically.
It just wasn't into it.
Well,
I certainly didn't go searching for it.
You haven't updated your phone in a while. I'm on the most current operating system. So it's it appeared. I haven't listened to it, but it's there. So who knows what'll happen. Maybe someday I'll get curious in the car and I'll listen to it. I don't know. But
there you go.
There's a way to remove it, and we'll talk about it shortly. But Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next first.
Before we jump into some tunes, as we mentioned earlier in the program, Anthony and I have been missing the show, or each of us have been taking turns missing the show a lot this summer, so we haven't had a lot of time to chat, both during the program or outside of it. And one thing I want to talk about that happened, this happened several weeks ago, but Anthony, we talked about it in the lead up to it, and then you were away, and we never had a chance to talk about it when we came back, that Anthony went on his first flight this summer.
And oh,
I want to know how your first flight went, because you were not looking forward to it, but you're here.
I'm here.
So you obviously survived it.
Yeah, I lived. I did live through it. It was taking my first flight was an experience that I will never forget. Is that a good enough? It was fine. The only thing I didn't like was landing. The landing is very jarring. It makes you. I thought the wheels were going to explode, honest to God, because it hit so hard that it was just like, no, I'm going to die right here. This is where it happens. But and I will say this, if you've never flown before, it is not that bad. But try your hardest to make your first flight a direct flight and not a connecting flight, because when I got off the plane in Montreal to get the connecting flight for Toronto, I was like, oh my God, I have to get on another one of those. Like, can I not just be where I'm supposed to be right now? So anyway, overall, the experience was okay, and I have to do it again. So we'll see what happens the second time around. Didn't hit really any turbulence or anything. So
that's good. The first flight I ever took was to France.
Yeah,
was pretty silly.
That would have been crazy.
So I had to fly to Halifax and then to Toronto and then all the way to Paris.
Oh, yeah. But that wouldn't have, pardon the pun, flown with me.
Wah, wah. All right, here's your back of tunes here. At number 17, before number 16, you're going to hear Teen Anger from the EP LP. You're going to hear a track called Fly on the Wall after that. Miss My Friends by Zeus from Classic Zeus. Their new record on Arts and Crafts at number 16, up from 21.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Them all. I wanna know what they're doing now. I'm gonna give them a call. It was the summer of love, and now it's turning to fall. It feels like I've been away so long.
Number 16 from 21, that was Zeus from the album Classic Zeus, a track called Miss My Friends. And before that, you heard Fly on the Wall by Teen Anger. And number 17, down from 11, their new record, EPLP.
It's the Earshot 20. We're going to take a break from the countdown now and head to the phone line, chat with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim Magazine. He's a friend of ours here, and he brings us music news every week. Happy to have him back this week. And Stephen, welcome back to the program.
Thank you so much.
So we talked about this last week, and you, I think there was a bit of foreshadowing going on because you said you were creeped out and there were probably lots of others creeped out about the whole U2 album just appearing on your iPhone devices and iDevices for Apple, and now they've released some sort of tool to remove it?
Yes. Well, in case you didn't notice the multiple similarities Tyler, the creator, and I share, we were both weirded out by the fact that the album did appear out of nowhere in our libraries. You can read about that online, as well as the fact that now, because of all the backlash, Apple has been forced to come out with an app that will take Songs of Innocence, the new U2 album, off of your account. So they've had to make an entire an app which you can use to remove the album, all because of the backlash. If you get rid of it and want to re-download it for any reason, it's available for free until October 13th. After that, you'll have to pay. But for now, you can rid yourself of the new U2 album simply by heading over to that website, which you can access from our news story at exclaim.ca.
Imagine removing it just out of the principle of putting it, or to put it back on, but just the principle to say, now I want the album. I will re-download it. It'd be kind of silly.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, it's also there's a weirdness about it too. I deleted it. I haven't checked to see if it's back. I didn't use this app. I just deleted it when I saw it. it may or may not be gone. But I like that there's an entire tool, online tool, for this reason.
It's strange too. If you deleted it and it came back, that's kind of weird.
It would be like the cat came back.
Yeah.
which I recently watched. Anyway.
All right. We'll move on from that. And hopefully, if you didn't like the U2 album, then you should definitely use the app to get rid of it. We'll move on to chat about the new Pornographers. And this is kind of surprising, considering they just released and had a big release of Brill Bruisers, which is on the charts. But their drummer has left.
He has. Brill Bruisers is out now. It's a great album. For some reason, longtime drummer Kurt Dahl has left the band. He formerly played in Age of Electric and Limb Lifter, devoted most of his professional time recently to playing with the New Pornographers since he joined around the year 2000. He's also played with his New Pornographers colleagues on side projects like Nico Case's albums and some of Dan Behar's releases as Destroyer. So it's sort of a surprise, and it seems like maybe there's more going on. But for now, on the New Pornographers Facebook page, it reads, Kurt Dahl is leaving the New Pornographers. It has been a great 15 years playing with an amazing drummer, singer, and performer. We wish him the best. Everything is full steam ahead with the band, and we look forward to continued rocking and singing of songs. So the band will continue on. They have a bunch of tour dates on the way, none of which are in Canada, but we've seen plenty of them lately across the country. And you can read about them as well in the Exclaim timeline, which is, I guess, now needs to be amended.
Is there any indication as to who they'll pick up to go along with them on their tour to do the drums?
Not at this point, no. Not that I've read, in any case.
All right, well, we'll continue to watch that for sure. One more story before we cut back to the charts, and that is fans of Hey Rosetta can something to look forward to. They're teaming up with Stars for a Canadian tour.
Yes, both bands have new albums due out in the next month, and they will promote them together by hitting the road for a joint tour across Canada. Up until now, the two bands had a sort of lengthy tour going through the United States, but starting on February 3rd in Kingston, Ontario, they will kick off a long tour, which will include 14 shows in Canada, which stretch as far east as Quebec and as far west as the Pacific Coast. Unfortunately, nothing in the Maritimes as of yet, but plenty of shows for those across Canada otherwise, and definitely something to look forward to for fans of one or both bands.
And hardcore fans who are really into Hey Rosetta or Stars or both can definitely make it out to one of the shows, even if you have to head to Quebec or go to Montreal. It's definitely worth seeing great bands. All right, we're going to cut back to the charts, and Stephen will join us in the second hour of the program with some more music news. So keep tuned for that. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
Here is Knock 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 by Spoon at number 15, down from number 10 from the album They Want My Soul.
You said you
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 14.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
And number 14, effort number 19, that was Tops from the new record Picture You Staring, a track called Easier Said. And before that, you heard from Spoon at number 15, Dan for number 10. Their new album is called They Want My Soul, and you heard Knock, Knock, Knock.
Anthony Emin and Brian Cleveland with you, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out the website, great website, and of course you should check out exclaim.ca as well. As we talk to Stephen every week, you heard from him in the first hour, you're going to hear from him again in the second hour of the program. Right now, three more tracks to bring you before we round out this hour and the first 10 of the top 20. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in the number 13 spot.
You're going to hear from The Harpoonist and The Axe Murderer, they're down for number 8, and from the album A Real Fine Mess, here's a track called In the End.
Time passes by. mother gave you back in grade school. He said the world's for boys who live by tough rules. Oh, sweet boy, living hard, looking for loving. But when you find the girls abundant, you play the game and don't let anyone in. One day, just another girl passing by your corner, looking lovely.
Shot 20.
And that was Mozart's Sister at number 11, down for number 4 this week from the new record Being, and a track called Boa Kiss. You also heard from FKA Twigs at number 12, down for number 9 is LP1, and a track called Kicks. And you also heard from the Harpoonist and the Axe Murder kicking off of that set of music with a track called In the End from A Real Fine Mess at number 13, down from number 8.
And if you're just tuning in, I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. It is Canada's national countdown show, the Earshot 20, where we count down the national top 20 charting from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, every week on Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. You can also find us at radio4all.net for download, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and stick around, because in the next hour of the program, your top 10, Stephen Karlik, The Lowdown, and much more. You're not going to want to miss it. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.